Environmental groups fighting what would be Utah's first nuclear power plant are dropping their lawsuit over water rights, but they say they're not abandoning the cause. Matt Pacenza is director of Heal Utah.
What we are doing is essentially moving from fighting this in the courts to fighting it in the marketplace.
Last month, a state appeals court upheld a lower court's ruling that there's enough water for the proposed Blue Castle nuclear power plant. The court also affirmed the authority of Utah's top water official to transfer water rights from two downstate water districts to the reactors planned for Green River. But environmentalists contend the Blue Castle project is already starved for cash, and it won't be able to raise the money it needs for a federal license application or the billions it will cost to actually build the plant. Sarah Fields is director of Moab-based Uranium Watch.
This would affect the canyon lands and our community for generations. So we're opposed to it, and we will continue to be opposed to it.
Critics like Fields also doubt that federal regulators will sign off on Blue Castle because it depends on untapped water from the Colorado Basin. Meanwhile, Blue Castle CEO Aaron Tilton insists the appeals court ruling actually clears the way for new investors to step up. Judy Face, KUER News.